VFW Mobile.
Friend KK4POT Mobile.
How you doing?
Fine. How about you?
Yeah, not too bad. At least it's dry out.
Yeah, I'm thankful to be dry watching that big old storm come in. Man, I hope them people didn't hunker down in their houses down there. Hopefully they got out of there.
I did like 7 miles an hour from being a Category 5.
Oh, yeah, that thing was a monster.
Still being a Category 1 when it gets to the top of Louisiana, and showing it going a little more north than they were showing it before. It's going to go up through Kentucky, so maybe we won't get too much rain off of it.
Yeah, I've been trying to watch that because I've got a couple little outdoor projects I'd like to try to do Saturday morning, but that might be the deal breaker right there.
I'm saying that Saturday morning and afternoon shouldn't be a washout, should be fine, and that shouldn't happen until later in the evening Saturday.
Oh, okay. For some reason I was thinking it was showing Saturday morning moving through our area, but that'd be good then. Might buy me a little bit of time.
Crash yesterday afternoon thinking, dang, it needs to be cut again.
We'll be trying to do that possibly this afternoon over at my place, so trying to get ahead of that just in case it does rain a little bit Saturday. I can go ahead and get it done today while it's dry.
Same thing, except Mama's off today, so we'll see what the plans are for this evening.
That'd be good. That'd be good. See what's going on there. You gonna head out anywhere, or just probably stay in at the house?
Yeah, we're just gonna stay at the house. She's just off. I think she's off today all day, and then maybe Saturday all day. And hey, I got a text from Ed yesterday. His truck got fixed and that, but his paper truck was way, way late yesterday.
Well, that's good. He got his truck back up and running. Yeah, man, I hate that thing keeps running late on him like that. But yeah, at least he's got his transportation moving. Looks like gas prices are already climbing. I got $1.99 over here. It was $1.87 or something yesterday.
$1.99 over here. I might better stop. If it's still low, I might stop off anyway. Here and get a little bit of fuel. It's still at $1.68 right here.
That's a bargain. Yep, get you some. I'll be toodling along here, KK4POT.
Yeah, give me just a minute. KN4TFW. KN4TFW.
That's not taking much.
Challenge. There's three gas stations pretty close. Two of them were $1.99 and the other one was $1.68.
Yeah, I bet that'll be a different story here in just probably a matter of a couple hours. Everybody up here is $1.99 right now.
Gonna go up, right?
So, roger that. We'll just see how bad they take advantage of that.
Raise the price up just in case something happens. It's a Jeep this morning to go get the resets put on it. It took them that long to get one in stock.
Wow, man, that's crazy. That's from the dealer?
Yeah, roger.
Man, he wouldn't think it would take that long to get one in, but wow. Now, was that part of the deal when you got it, that they would do that, or is that just something you added on later?
Yeah, it was part of the deal.
Oh, she's still enjoying that thing?
Yeah, she's loving it, especially the way that top retracts and that. Now she can use it every evening on the way coming home.
Roger that. Man, that just sounds like nothing but fun. That's really cool. I'm glad she's enjoying it. Yeah, eventually I'd like to get me one. I've always been a fan of the Jeep, so they're a lot of fun to drive. But that's great, KK4POT.
Had to top down more in the short time she's had this Jeep than she did in the 3 years that we had the other Jeep.
And so, with the convenience factor.
The station at 169, KN4TFW.
Slept in a little bit this morning. They haven't figured out what everybody else is doing yet.
He passed 3 7-Elevens within a mile.
Fog your way?
You must have been reading my mind. I thought, man, it's kind of foggy over here. I got over here to Wade Hampton High School, and all of a sudden it turned foggy.
Same thing. I just hopped off of 85 here, and it just got real dense all of a sudden. But not too bad. It's probably, I don't know, a quarter mile visibility, but it definitely was a major difference. But I'm rolling up, so let me hop out of here. I hope you have a fantastic day today, and stay safe and have an enjoyable day. So 7-3s to you, and hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. KK4POT.
Good one. Hope you get all your work done. Ain't too bad of a day. Look forward to catch you in the morning. KN4TFW, 73.
7-3s, Tim, KM4NAP. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. Good to hear you this morning.
Running a little late, but better than it has been all week.
Yeah, you could say that. You've been having a rough week.
I got my truck back. I put it in the shop on Monday and had it back at 5 o'clock, so that made me happy.
Get it.
Starter.
Nothing real serious. Is it foggy over your way?
Drop of it. Yet. You notice I said the word yet.
You figured being over by the lake, you'd probably get some, but it's starting to get foggy coming into downtown.
Now I'm not close to the lake now. Once I get toward home, I might be a horse of another color.
This morning that hurricane came on land, and it lacked 7 miles an hour from being a Category 5.
I'm talking about it putting up like 34-foot waves and stuff.
An unsurvivable storm surge.
The height, I can understand why.
The gas, you better swing in and top off.
$2 a gallon this morning. Some places still got it for $1.85.
$1.68.
Cheap around here. Wish it was.
Get 3 or 4 at $1.99 and 2 at $1.68.
Fall in love. Looking forward to your new location.
Kind of a little bit excited about it. It'll be something new and different, and I think I'm going to enjoy it.
Wish you the best of luck with it.
I think I can make out of it, and I think I can make it work pretty good. I know they've already, you know, given me several perks, and I hadn't even started yet.
Like mine, they'll get you before too long.
Once they figure out what I can do and that, they'll probably put a little more responsibility on that position.
Show them how good you really are and that you can handle it. For NAP Friday. Well, have you played with your new toy yet?
And I did manage to find a little bit of ammo for it.
You get ammo for that handgun the boys bought me. And, I can't find none. I've had 3 orders so far canceled with Sportsman's Warehouse.
Now, they had it at Palmetto, and they usually carry that at Walmart over by me. I know he's always been having it. and that. But when I was in Palmetto the other day, I got lucky. I went in there for some 308s, and then I found a box of 38 specials, a box of 9mm, a box of 223. And I was talking to the guy, and whatever stock they have has got to last them like 3 months, he said. And so they put a little bit out every day at different times of the day. So you just got to hit it just right.
Supposedly, when I ordered it, they had it in Anderson, and they were going to take it off the shelf and let me know when to pick it up, and wound up canceling me.
Yeah, I found 100 rounds of 223 online. I ordered it. It's coming on the 1st. And that, but I need to pick up some more 22s, sure enough.
I'm just going to have to go spend a day, go from store to store and see what I can find.
My work partner said that academy over there in Easley's been usually having a pretty good selection. He went in there and found him a bucket of 500 9mm.
You go over there and find a bucket of 500 22, so I can go plinking with the kids and grandkids, I'd be happy.
About 6 months, I picked up a bucket of 1100 22s.
Offered me a spinning target for us to shoot at. That way, sort of home in the little ones a little bit, teach them how to aim a little better.
Got to get over there and plink with you some. Not off today, but she might be off on Saturday. Maybe I'll have to see what's on the agenda.
Figure out something. Nothing else, we'll go over to the firing range and play over there.
Yeah, Medlin, they got a firing range, and I noticed nobody was shooting in there at all, and it's because you can't find no ammo, and you can't even rent a gun from them, but you're supposed to shoot their ammo, and they don't have no ammo to shoot.
I'm not surprised, but I don't know. They might not let me shoot a 22 on that indoor range. You never know.
I'll let you over there by me.
No, we'll figure out something. And getting some kind of mischief anyway.
Yeah, I heard that.
You Tuesday morning on the radio, but never did get you.
Nope.
Probably about, I'd say about 5:45. Maybe just a few minutes before.
He might have already turned it off by then if it was quiet, because just been me and Tim, we hadn't even been catching Al in the morning.
It's been real quiet here lately, just about all day long on 2 meters.
Retail times are changing, you know what I mean, with all this stuff going on and everything. There just ain't many people getting out. And I imagine a lot of people are 2 meters in their vehicle and not at the house.
Feel get better. Kids started back to school Monday, so I'm back to being a school bus.
That'll last.
Week.
KN4TFW.
Little bud is, they say there's some students at one school in Walhalla got it, but I don't know it to be a fact.
Take long, it'll be to all online, I imagine. It's going to be bad.
Students are supposed to go back to class on the 23rd of September, if I remember right.
Get furloughed, did she? I know I saw where they were furloughing a bunch of Clemson employees.
Didn't get furloughed. Her test results hadn't come back, so she's back to working at home. And she's not happy about it, but that's just the way it goes. To be furloughed, you got to make $50,000 or more. And the more money you make, the more days you have to furlough.
Only, you know, what, up to about a couple of weeks or whatever for each person, so that isn't too bad. It's when you're off 3 months, that's what hurts.
It goes up to 12 days.
Finally starting to figure out they're going to miss me.
Sure. They ain't got nobody to step in your shoes.
Not somebody. And that, so I, maybe they will. But there's a serious learning curve.
Sometimes it's just better for a change than just to stay where you at.
They got furloughed, they didn't a little bit upset or isn't still looking.
Talking about it, I ain't missed a beat. They gonna get these newspapers out one way or the other.
Essential business, you gotta know what's going on.
Issued me all kind of paperwork out the yin yang when this started.
And I know the one of the guys I was talking to, he works over there at Magna, he said they got an app on their phone and they have to answer some questions every morning, and then if you answer them right, then you get to go in.
Had to do anything like that, but it was all paperwork verifying the reason why we had to be out here. Working up to the 2nd of September, KM.8P Friday.
Yeah, that will be my last day. They talk like they're gonna need me to, you know, help them out, maybe some on the weekends or whatever to, you know, help train somebody. So that'll be good. KN4TFW.
A little extra jingle in the pocket. Can't keep no jingle in my pocket. Them grandkids realize I got change in my pocket. They go for it.
Even with us, with all the grandkids, but now they just have to be different now.
I wish I could have caught him a little sooner. That coyote just crossed in front of my truck.
My truck had been in the shop after doing that.
Side of mine's all tore up from deer anyway. Talk to them and tell them that you need to come in an hour early. That way you can be on the radio.
Yeah, I'll probably still be on the radio. I'll probably leave a little early, and I have to check out the situation. You know, here I ate breakfast about 6:30 or 7 at my desk while I'm working, so I'll just have to see. I might have to, you know, stop somewheres and grab a bite to eat before I get there.
Grab a bite, I go by and see Uncle Bo.
Yeah, my first day on the 3rd, I ain't supposed to be there till 8:30 unless they change something.
What?
With the HR lady for orientation and stuff like that, she must not get in till about 8. Online ammo depots, and if you go to their site and register, and then they'll notify you when a certain thing is in. And they won't save it for you, but they'll send you an email and you'll be able to, you know, jump on and order it.
Send me that link so I can get registered.
That way, USA, they'll send you some stuff. And the other one, I think, is, Ammunition Depot or something like that. There's a place called C&C up in Spartanburg.
Picking them out today.
22s on there, but I'm sure somebody's got them. I know the little old gun shop over there in Greer. He's got a decent selection right now, but you know he's only letting you can only get one box of each thing, so he's making it last.
Understand doing that.
The other day they had a bunch of 22s. That was about all they had on the shelf. And I was over at Palmetto, and they had a bunch of 22s.
Seen the 59th anniversary pump shotgun for Grady's?
No, I hadn't seen that one.
The Tuesday special price, $239.
What, 12 gauge pump?
Deal with pistol grip.
It was later last year, I guess. I bought a Rock Island Armory 12-gauge pump. Home defense, come with two barrels, two stocks, you know, pistol grip and a regular shotgun stock, three chokes and everything for $199. Lucky. That's pretty good. It's not stainless, but it looks like it's stainless, so it should work out pretty good. I shot it a couple of times here a couple of weekends ago. Pick you up pretty good. 2 3/4, and then I don't like to shoot anything over that. It really isn't necessary. The party started here. I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day, and hope to catch you in the morning, sure enough. So I'll say 73 KN4TFW.
Have a good one. Glad we got to talk this morning. And be careful going home. So KN4NAP sending 73 your way.